This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Coming up, NPCs. What are they? There's a meme going around, and apparently people are offended, and we'll find out why. Come up here in a few moments. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
We have been talking about Canada, and tomorrow, the big day. Tomorrow is when Canadian stores, run sadly by the government, are going to begin selling cannabis. Now,
not in every province, though. Some provinces are only selling it online.
Delivery only.
Delivery only.
Which, why they decided to do that, I don't know. Maybe it's because
those delivery drivers are going to be running ragged.
No doubt about that. Question, though. You mentioned, Vincent, you're from Canada originally. You mentioned the acronym for the dealer, the government agency in Quebec province, because it's different in different provinces. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, SQDC? It's the Société Québécoise du Cannabis, SQDC.
Okay, so they're not having – so they've formed a whole new bureaucracy here. So they're not going to have the liquor stores doing this. They're going to open up a separate store just for cannabis,
is what it sounds like?
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my question, was whether or not – because I know, like, in a lot of states, they want the liquor commission to also handle regulating cannabis. But here they've created entirely new bureaucracies.
And it's basically like a copy and paste template of the liquor store, which is SAQ, Société des Alcools du Québec.
I see. And so they're going to have the exclusive legal monopoly to sell this plant. And like I said, I'm predicting the weed quality is not going to be that great. I think you're going to start to hear complaints on the first day from people like, it's not even that cheap, because they're talking about $5 per gram,
$5.25
per gram. So, I mean, even at
I think they do that just because if you're buying by the 8th, then that's cheaper. Because I think, around here, it was right by a college, so weed's plentiful. So I've heard that, an average 8th goes for $35 for a good, like 40, 35 if it's, 35 to 40, while if it's 525, it's going to be $18 an 8th. Obviously, if you buy in bulk for ounces, then it's going to be less. But they don't want people to buy in bulk. They just want people to have a little small amount.
Right. And so there's not going to be, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a quantity discount. So if you were to say, buy a full ounce at, let's say, 28 grams, you're talking about almost $150. And there are some black market dealers that are likely going to be competitive with those rates. They probably already are competitive with those rates. The black market dealers can offer delivery probably faster, likely, than the government stores. I think you're going to find there's going to be a lot of initial interest. People are going to want to have the experience of going to buy cannabis. We don't know what kind of ID requirements they're going to have. Are they going to start keeping records on who all it is that's buying the cannabis? I suspect they will. This is the government that we're talking about. But I guess we're going to find out. But again, my prediction is people are going to be disappointed in the quality, and then within a matter of probably weeks, they're going to run out.
Well, you mentioned quality, and brands, not brand names, strain names doesn't imply quality, or sometimes it does imply quality. Like here, they have a list of strains they're going to be selling. Like,
they're going to have different strains?
Yeah, Hindu Kush, Alien Dog. That'd be funny. You have an official government, thing that says Alien Dog. Purple and sativa types include Blue Dream, Candyland, Maui Wowie. While hybrid hybrids will be Banana Split, Lemon Skunk, or Cali Mist.
I'm actually surprised that they are
stupid names.
Are going to offer more than one kind of cannabis. Like, I would figure government, they have no incentive to compete here, except for competing against the black market, which they have the police to go and, clean up their competition in that particular case. Because you better believe they're going to continue to arrest independent dealers, continue to, investigate the people who are out there providing competition in the marketplace. So I'm surprised that they are offering such a variety. We'll see how it pans out. I know, Michael, you had details on what's going to happen if you try to cross the border with cannabis. We'll get into that, but first let's go to the phones. on across our border to Vermont, where Robert is on the line. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me while I clear my throat here. I was just letting out some of that wonderful cannabis smoke that we grow over here.
Ah, yeah, it is legal over there in Vermont, so that's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, we don't plan on running out anytime soon.
Nope.
You know, matter of fact, I don't. People just still don't get it. That you know how healthy this plant really is, and the government is going to try its damnedest to. You know, stop this or get their hands. I mean, look, they're already doing it in California already, Ian. Look at how many years that have gone by, yearly, almost on a yearly basis. You know, they've had these fires. Mendocino County burnt down this year. You know, all their crops.
Wait, what do the fires have to do with cannabis? I'm sorry, I missed the connection.
Ian was distracting me.
I was too busy.
Well, I mean, you guys were talking about a shortage. You know, of cannabis
in Canada
and stuff like that. And, you know, the government over in the United States, well, they're, you know, figuring out ways of how they're going to be able to continue on controlling, you know, how much cannabis is in this country. Like, case in point.
Are you suggesting the California wildfires? Wait a minute. Are you suggesting the California wildfires were set by government agents to control cannabis?
Why else would they not want to? Because they've been trying to control the marijuana use and sales for years. They just can't stop it. It's, you know, the
I don't know.
Well, hear me out now. Okay. The United States is the leader in the marijuana cultivation. The Appalachian Trail is loaded with it. You can't stop it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't stop it. I mean, I agree with you. You can't stop it. I just don't know if I believe the idea that the government purposely set the California wildfires for the purpose of destroying some cannabis fields.
Well, I'm having trouble with that myself. I mean, I can certainly believe that the California wildfires are burning a lot of marijuana plants, but I'm not so sure that that was done intentionally.
There was a fire out here, actually, a few years ago near Keene, New Hampshire. And they ended up finding out it was actually set by a fireman. So there was like some sort of firebug, arsonist kind of fireman who wanted to make sure they had business or something like that. So he went out and apparently set a fire. I mean, there are crazy people out there that.
Well, yeah, I'll go up to bat for Robert. First of all, you know, I mean, this is the government we're talking about that, staged the Gulf of Tonkin on record, that blew up the World Trade Centers and blew up a section of a Pentagon. And here, this from the Huffington Post, California wildfire suspect posted about QAnon. Right, so the suspect allegedly starting the fire was allegedly a member of the Q cult, right?
And this is the group of
Is the Q cult?
This is people who follow a guy. You see, I know this because my roommate Matt had told us about this guy. You knew about him already.
Yeah.
He's some guy.
It's a cryptic poster on 8chan that claims to.
He's not even on his own. I thought he had a Twitter or something.
It could be anything. But the point is, so immediately, you know, once the fire started,
we got to explain what this guy is QAnon. So apparently the story is he's some sort of insider in the Trump administration. That's the story. Now, we don't know if that's true, but the claim is that this guy has the inside track on certain things and has posted things like before they've happened, knowing that they were going to happen because he had the inside track.
It's even more vague than Nostradamus. It's like
is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a bunch of hogwash.
I've never read it. I don't know anything about it.
So, I mean, I haven't looked into it, but I certainly think that Robert has the right idea that the government would do that, especially since they immediately found a pansy already to do it, some crazy allegedly alt-righter. Pansy. Yeah.
You mean Patsy.
Oh, Patsy.
Yeah. Patsy's a guy who takes a fall.
Yes, yeah, okay, pardon me, a Patsy. Yes.
Like, anyway, Robert, anything else you want to share? Go ahead, quick.
No, I think I'm all done.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I just don't know. I mean, because, you know, the government in California benefits from the marijuana fields. They get taxes off of it. So why would they want to set their tax money on fire?
Well, they burn everyone else's.
The feds might.
They burn everyone else's.
Oh, right, you mean so the black market.
Yes,
you're saying
all
the black market.
All the unregulated.
I don't think
ones,
a wildfire gets to decide, you know, whether it's going to burn down a regulated
field.
Well,
they don't care. They get federal aid and all sorts of stuff.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the NPC, we can talk about that. But also, what happens at the border? If you're in Canada and you're trying to travel down into the United States, how is the U.S. government's Border Patrol going to handle that? You've got a story about that. So, given that cannabis is going to be legal as of tomorrow in Canada, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians encountered Tom Woods for the first time during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, meaning there are over 1,200 episodes available so far. Guests including Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, and great topics like the libertarians will enjoy, including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, and Austrian economics. Go and learn more and get tuned in over to the Tom Woods Show. Just search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher, or just go to TomWoods.com. That's TomWoods.com. As we continue here, we are going to go to the phones and the fun, but first, or not but first, but on the way, so we can talk about the NPC controversial set of memes that has been hitting the internet recently, and then also, Michael, you'll be telling us about the Border Patrol and how they're going to be handling anybody that gets caught with cannabis coming across from Canada. First, though, let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
Wanted to talk. Today marks 3 years since my friend Irwin Schiff passed away federal prison.
Wow.
And I wanted to...
feels like it's been longer.
I've been tweeting about it on Twitter, and I wanted to...
Who was Irwin Schiff, for our listeners who are unfamiliar?
Irwin Schiff was somebody who felt that the income tax was unconstitutional, and he studied the tax code and the law and knew the tax code better than any IRS agent. And his arguments against paying income taxes were pretty much rock solid. Now, I knew Irwin. I lived in Reno when he was in Vegas. He had an office on Sahara Avenue. I believe it was Sahara. And so I went to his seminars. I studied his books. I went to his office and I talked to him personally, and he didn't know me that well, but I knew mm-hmm. him pretty well, you know, because I studied everything he wrote,
right,
and he said. So I know something about the man, and he was 100% genuine. He was not a phony baloney guy who was just out to try and make money or
anything. No, he stood by his beliefs. I mean, he went to prison for it.
Yes, he did. He went to prison twice, actually. And the second time, they locked him up for so many years that it was a guaranteed death sentence. And, of course, his son is Peter Schiff.
Mm-hmm. He's an investment guy, like a gold bug.
Yeah, a lot of people know him. But anyway, Irwin, I feel sorry that he had to go to prison, and that was a wake-up call for me when he went to prison. Of course, I feel sorry. But... it woke me up to the fact that the Goonerment Goon Squad is just that. They do not care about the law, because
right.
Irwin knew the law. Irwin could recite the law forward, backwards, upside down, and he knew exactly what the code said, and he could prove that you are not required to file and pay income taxes. However, when they took him to trial, they wouldn't let him say boo about his beliefs,
really,
anything about his mindset, about his intentions, about, because you have to prove intent to prove a crime.
Mm.
And they would not let him talk about the law. If he mentioned, so much as mentioned the Constitution in court, they haul him out of there. So he couldn't talk about anything that was his very basis for the way he reacted and for the what he taught. So the jury basically went there blind,
yep,
and convicted him because that's what the government wanted. And they're all a bunch of government idiots, most of them, the people on the jurors.
They right, and it's not like it's a unique story. It's, you know, it happened to Ross Ulbricht where he couldn't present the defense that the defense wanted to present. And there's so many different stories of people who've been in federal courts, and not just federal courts, but state courts where judges have said things like, I won't have the Constitution in my courtroom.
Yeah, and this is why I finally came to the realization that, you know, anarchy is real because we currently live in anarchy and always have lived in anarchy, because there is no such thing as government. What we have is a gang of thugs who force their will upon other people. You know, people say, well, if you live in anarchy, you're going to have warlords everywhere. Well, we do have warlords. They're called the federal government.
Right.
And that's exactly what they do. They will kill you. They will jail you. They will burn down your house. They will shoot your wife in the head while she's holding her baby in her arms. This has really happened.
Ruby Ridge.
They will shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, and shoot your children, which they've done. So there is nothing they won't do to stop people who get too much in their way. They're the mafia, and Irwin coined that phrase, the federal mafia.
That was one of his books.
Yep, and on Irwin's for Memorial Day, I want to let everybody know that that term federal mafia really does apply.
Good call, Gene. Thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. I'm sorry to hear the bad anniversary there, commemorating that. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, they're in our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. Speaking of that federal mafia, the goon squad, I mean, Gene's right. They're all the goon squad, but some of them are the ones that are going to do the violence against you because there's, you know, the paper pushers, technically they're part of the goon squad, but they're not the ones actually slinging the handcuffs around and, you know, beating people down and attacking peaceful folks like the Border Patrol does. Michael, you had a story about what's going to happen for Canadians or people from the United States who tried to go up into Canada, purchase some legal weed there, and bring it back.
That I do.
Where's the story from, by the way?
This is from globalnews.ca. Legal cannabis use could still get you banned at the border, the U.S. confirms.
Legal cannabis use. Gotcha.
Legal cannabis use, right. Yes. Canadians may be banned from entering the U.S. for legally using marijuana in Canada if a border officer decides that they are likely to consume it in the United States, American border officials told reporters Tuesday. Quote, if someone admits to smoking frequently in Canada, then that will play into the officer's admissibility decision about whether they think, on this specific trip, they are also likely to engage in smoking marijuana in the United States as well.
My God, we can't have that. I wouldn't want somebody to come into the United States and spend money at one of the legal stores, say in Washington State, right there on the border with Canada, and actually, you know, I don't know, contribute to the economy here.
Yeah, if you're a Canadian, you come down and say, "Oh, I'm gonna go buy some cannabis in Washington," they're gonna throw you right back out.
And they said they might even ban you, or would it just be a temporary?
Yeah, it would be a lifetime ban.
Oh my God.
It would be a lifetime ban. Todd Owen, a senior official with U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
These people, I mean, before you go on, the level of seriousness they take this with this plant is just so ridiculous. I mean, the idea that, you know, somebody who is a cannabis smoker is somehow a threat to the United States, that they need to be questioned on this. It's absolutely crazy. We'll get some more comments from the Border Patrol here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told him directly he had no knowledge of what went on in the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago when Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham thinks otherwise.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king.
The president tweeted, "Answers will be forthcoming shortly." But for now, he says, the Saudi crown prince has totally denied any knowledge of what happened inside the consulate. The president says the prince is expanding the investigation into what happened to Khashoggi. The president has criticized global condemnation of the Saudis as guilty until proven innocent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Want to talk about cannabis legalization in Canada? It's happening real soon, like tomorrow, apparently. Some places you will be able to purchase it in stores. Others, you will not at all.
Not at all.
To order online. And then somebody will deliver it to you, apparently. Can't have more than 30 grams in your own personal possession. You cannot have more than 150 grams per household. You can, let's see, there's going to be different age restrictions in different provinces, many at age 19, a couple at 18, and although there's talk in Quebec about cranking that up to 21, because apparently the Quebec province, if I recall correctly, when we had talked about this over the summer, was actually one of the most conservative of the provinces, trying to put as many restrictions as possible on the cannabis there.
And they've got a conservative government now.
So well, conservative doesn't really mean much. I think it also has a huge nanny state, just because there's something called the Quiet Revolution, where everything in Quebec used to be run by the Catholic Church. I mean, it was a voluntary thing, but, you know, they would run the hospitals, the schools, and then the government came in the 60s by Levesque, I think it was. That was the prime minister, and they, you know, basically everything was taken control of by the government, and because they could depend on tax money from the oil provinces and all around. So Quebec is seen as one gigantic leech, right? Like, a lot of the supporters for Quebec to leave Canada were other were, you know, people from like Alberta and stuff who had to pay for Quebec's free healthcare, free medicine.
So they're like, get out.
So yeah, so in Quebec, we're used to that's the thing. We're used to big government, but except the thing is, we're used to other people paying for it, right? And like, because they have they're a minority, right? And there's, I believe even being a Quebecer is a protected group by the United Nations or something. So we're used to having their language enforced by the government. We're used to So it's big. So they like big government because it mainly benefits them.
Right, and the comments I'd seen from their bureaucrats that were administering this program were, you know, again, treating cannabis as though it's this dangerous drug that needs to have the strictest controls placed on it. And that's this government sort of mentality that's been around for so long, and it still continues, even in the face of all the evidence that shows that it's actually beneficial to so many people for medicinal purposes, that it doesn't actually do really anything of significance as far as, you know, endangering people. It's one of the most harmless drugs out known to
drugs.
Man.
It's not even a drug, Ian. It's a plant.
Well, it's a plant that has chemicals in it, and chemicals that can alter your state of consciousness.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, when people say drug, right, they think of something, like, I think of something cooked up in a lab, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, alcohol's a drug. Aspirin too. Is like, in my view, aspirin is worse than, is worse for your body than weed, and I think the one thing that a lot of Canadians all over should be asking their MPs is, you know, members of parliament and the government, is if this thing is as dangerous as you're saying it is, why are you selling it and trying to make money off of it?
Well, because right. They finally came to the conclusion they could actually make more money by selling it rather than, you know, cracking down on it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing, that people, and this is what frustrates me in the U.S. and Canada, all over where there's people who are up in arms about marijuana, or excuse me, right, cannabis. Marijuana is a propaganda term to invoke racist, anti-Mexican sentiment. Cannabis is, you know, scientific word. Is that it's just one gigantic hoax. It's a fraud. Like, just 100 years ago, people could go to the general store and buy cannabis. People would make things out of cannabis. It'd be good for, it'd be good for, like, buildings and stuff. And then they just, you know, special interest groups decided to, you know, illegalize it just so, and it's all about special interests. It's all about money. It's all about greed, money, and control.
That's,
and people don't see that
about.
Because they're just a bunch of sheeple and are willing to get herded in by the wolf sheep.
Well, we'll get to the NPC meme here in a little bit, but Michael, before we go to your calls, you were about to share a quote from a Border Patrol spokes bureaucrat within the United States excusing their behavior of banning people from Canada for life because they admit that they've smoked cannabis often enough by whatever some arbitrary measure. So basically, it's all going to be up to the border guard, the individual border guard. And if the individual border guard asks you as you're coming into the United States from Canada, hey, so you've been smoking some of that legal weed? How often have you been smoking that legal weed? Well, I'm going to determine based on what you've said that you have a chance, a good chance of smoking some weed while you're in the United States, and that's against federal rules, so therefore you're banned forever. So there's a quote coming up.
There are multiple quotes here.
All right, let's hear it.
Todd Owen, a senior official with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says if someone admits to smoking frequently in Canada, that will play into the officer's admissibility decision about whether they think on the specific trip they're also likely to engage in smoking marijuana in the United States as well. He goes on and says, it's now legal in Canada, so it comes down to whether the officer believes they may engage in the same activity while in the United States based on the intent and purpose of their trip as opposed to the legal engagement within Canada.
And there's a damn good chance if they're user in Canada that they're going to find a way to use it in the United States.
Absolutely. Oh, it gets better. The globalnews.ca goes on. They say, however, U.S. border officials will make a distinction between whether a Canadian's past marijuana use was before or after legalization.
Hmm.
So the Customs and Border Protection official says, when they are questioned by the officer during the interview process, if illegal drug use comes up, it could come down to pre-legalization or post-legalization, and the officer will make the corresponding decision about admissibility based on that.
And they're not saying what the factors are going to, how they're going to factor into their decision.
Oh,
right?
They never do. They never do. That's all opaque. You're not supposed to know.
Right, you're not supposed to know. Like, is the idea that if you did it while it was illegal, you're also a civilly disobedient person, and so therefore you're less desirable? but generally you're still less desirable because you're still doing something the federal government considers to be illegal. I mean, it's just bizarre.
And I will say this just to be, you know, like constructive. As someone who's been across the border back and forth many, many times, if you want to avoid a lot of like the harsher border patrols, what you got to do is find the small border towns, like, you know, in Vermont and such, and go through there. Because, like, even on the American side, we're notorious for, you see, the Canada side just is where you're coming from, where you're going, how long do you plan to stay. You know, it goes fast. The U.S. side, it's like backed up cars all the way into like the nearest town. And so, except in small border states where even I'd be even surprised, or border towns, I'd be surprised at how nice, or nice, the border patrol agents are in the U.S. for the exact same thing. It's like you just got to watch out for the major boarding.
Interesting. I don't know. I crossed the Rainbow Bridge coming back from Niagara Falls. I crossed it in the morning, and believe it or not, there was an open lane, no traffic.
And that's a major one, right?
Yeah, that's one of the major crossings.
Okay. What else? Is there more from
there is a lot. There's a lot more. Owen, who's the Border Patrol guy, also said he would not expect that officers would be routinely asking people about their marijuana use. Owen also
But they could.
Owen also said that past marijuana convictions in Canada would continue to be a basis in being banned from the U.S., even if the person had been later pardoned in Canada or if marijuana convictions were expunged in an amnesty. He said, "We don't recognize the Canadian amnesty. That would still make you inadmissible into our country."
Wow.
And Canadians can be banned from...
Unless you pay. I wonder if the United States has the pay up to clear out your record thing like Canada does. So, like,
actually, yes, they do.
Yeah, I would figure
the article does get into this in a bit. Canadians can be banned from the United States for being an abuser of marijuana, in quotes.
Hit my marijuana!
Asked how officers would decide what level of use constituted abuse, Owen would only say that it would be based on the facts and circumstances of the inspection and based on what the officer gleans from the inspection process.
Basically completely arbitrary. So if you look like a hippie, you smell like a hippie, you might be more likely to be questioned about marijuana use, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So does that mean I've got to get a buzz cut and wear a suit and tie when I cross the border now?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
It probably wouldn't hurt that much. It probably wouldn't hurt that much.
But then you'd be more, like, standard, and more NPC-like.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd sell out. I'm not going to do that. You know what? I'd be, you know, either live free or be on the ground surrounded by Border Patrol agents.
All right, so if you want to join the discussion here, you're welcome to. I hope we get a chance to cover this NPC thing because people are talking about NPC. What is it?
By the way, the waiver, if you're banned, costs $930 US.
Wait, that's if you're banned?
If you're banned, you can apply for a waiver.
Okay.
It costs $930 US. That's about 1,300 Canadian.
And that's just an application fee. There's no guarantee you'll actually get it waived. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Might have enough time to get you on if you call now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, or you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, like Chip. Chip, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, meaning he's given $10 per month to Free Talk Live. So thank you for that, Chip. We really appreciate it. We ask five and appreciate everybody that does five, but if you want to do more, you can, and that's what Chip did. You can join the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get on more radio stations around the country. We've got 190 great radio stations today, and we could have more. We could have 300, 400. It's possible. We just, you know, it takes time. It takes marketing effort, and that takes money. So please back the show up, and you'll get some cool perks, some benefits that typical listeners do not receive. You can get the full list of those over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Stefan is in Ohio. He's on one of our Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead, Stefan.
The world is in disaster right now, and it is truly the apocalypse.
What's happening?
YouTube is down worldwide.
Really?
And has been for the past half hour.
Oh, my God, because I saw somebody complaining on our Discord chat that they couldn't, that something went wrong with our feed.
Yes,
on YouTube. And what's coming up, a 404, a 502?
A 500. And here's the thing.
Just blank windows. Vincent, just pull it up. The site's coming up, but all of the videos are just gray.
I've got the
and
basic
here's what's happening.
No videos.
This was happening a couple of days ago, and there's speculation that the Pakistani government, in an attempt to block YouTube because of some anti-Islamic content, is actually causing, like, the majority of the world to lose access to YouTube. It happened before.
No, that's not speculation. That actually happened about 9-10 years ago.
That's something they actually did. I thought that was a recent thing.
How could Pakistani government have an effect on YouTube's connection to the whole world? Did they hack them?
It's not that they hacked them. It's that there's an internet protocol called BGP, Border Gateway Protocol. It's basically what all of the ISPs all the ISPs basically in the world mm-hmm. are connected to each other, and they use the Border Gateway Protocol to decide which way packets get routed.
Okay.
And what Pakistan did, or what one of Pakistan's ISPs did, is they were trying to obey an order to censor YouTube in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So the ISP screwed up and did something with BGP to tell, instead of blocking YouTube in the whole country, they told the rest of the ISPs to send all the YouTube traffic in the world to them.
And the other ones just went along with it?
Yeah. There is absolutely no security in BGP. It's like wow. one of the internet's dark, dirty secrets.
Wow. And so do you think that's happening again in this case? Or is this just a, we have no idea.
I don't know if that's what Stefan is saying that's what's happening again, but that's what happened last time.
It's being floated, you know, nowadays with governments trying all the censorship.
So people are going to be freaking out, right? Well, because so many people watch YouTube. Like, this is like the equivalent of people losing their cell phone, right? Like, they don't know how to handle it.
There's nothing on the news right now. I typed in YouTube into Google News and nothing about it.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
Well, Google runs YouTube.
Oh, that's a good
it's possible.
Let's go to DuckDuckGo.
I don't have much more to add. Just want to let you know, all aboard the censorship train.
What do you know, Stefan, about the NPC meme? Have you been following this NPC thing?
I think he
got, gone.
Dude, Arby's gone. Has a new menu item. Oh, it looks so good. It's like rib sandwich or something.
We don't have an Arby's around
NPC
here.
NPC sandwich?
Yeah. Anyway, we can talk about the NPC thing here in a moment. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David? New Mexico. Hello? Oh, wait, I missed him. Sorry, let's try it again. David in New Mexico, we got you now. Go ahead. Oh, he's listening on some other device, which is going to mean there's some kind of a delay, which was, I understand that's frustrating. So we're going to actually bring Sarah on, and we'll try David back here in a moment. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I mailed back my absentee ballot yesterday. So I voted like 3 weeks before the election date. And so 23,000 people in our state have voted already, early or by absentee. And we got 3 more weeks to go. So I think we're going to have a really large turnout. And I think our voters is getting the hang of voting here. And they're getting, like...
you think it's that hard to vote? I mean, do you have to, like, get a hang of voting?
It's
not that hard to vote. You know, you go and punch a chat or circle in a box or
and you go to the Democratic Party headquarters, and then they go and they give you a list and name a bunch of dead people, and then you go and vote for them.
No, that's a conspiracy.
No, it's absolutely true. In like Philadelphia and places, and sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
The mail ballot is quite confusing because you have to ask for the application, and they have to get it in writing, and then they send you out a and mail ballot, and it has to be mailed in by, 7 o'clock that day. And
well, that's good. It's by design. It's to prevent stupid people. It's to weed out the stupid people from voting. Although I think all early voting shouldn't be a thing, just because it gives people who have a high time preference, stupid people who can't take some time to go and vote. It's just terrible.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate that. One more try here on David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you there?
Yep, we're here. Go ahead.
Just coincidentally, I'll tell you about it another time, but WhatsApp. You still there?
I got you. You punked and pranked who?
Yeah, I got through for the 7th time on air by blocking my phone number, changing my voice, and getting on with an actual candidate. Because I'm banned
from a local talk station.
Local talk station. Anyway, I just said that because just before I talked to you, I just did that.
How'd you punk them?
I was calling to tell you about. They got me banned, and the funny thing is, from Pat Frisch, the station manager, all the way down, they know my voice better than they know any other voice that has ever called them, and yet I've gotten through like 7 different times by blocking my phone number, not even spoofing my phone number, but by blocking it, and then changing my voice.
A lot of talk radio stations don't actually even have caller ID. I don't know if I've ever seen it. I'm sure there are some that do. I mean, by no means have I been in a lot of talk radio stations, but I've been in a handful. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Anyway, the NPC meme, and I wish we had more time to discuss it, but this was something that came up on your show recently, Vincent, on Questioning Authority Saturday nights on LRN.FM.
Thank you for the plug.
From 10 to midnight Eastern Time, you were live here at the Keene Studios. Where did this start?
So it began on 4chan, where someone had a theory that there's only a certain number of souls out there, right? And because we're so, you know, the population boom, there's not enough souls to fill all the bodies, right? So for some people who are just mindless vessels. I don't personally, I appreciate the NPC meme, but I don't, you know, I don't personally buy that.
You don't believe that, yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I think my view of the NPC meme, it just shows, like, there's people who've been dumb. It's like about inner monologues, right? People who don't have inner thoughts, they just sort of, like, react to programming. It's called NPC meme.
NPC stands for non-player character. And it's a term for video games where you're, like, you know, you're in some sort of video game world, and you interact with a computer-controlled character.
And they have canned responses and can never do anything for themselves, right? They always give you the quests. And so I think it's people have become like that, where they can't think for themselves. They don't even think because of the mixture of, like, watching, you know, screen time, television since birth, which lowers IQ, which messes
up. Now they're going to have to go somewhere else besides YouTube. Because they can't distract themselves with that.
Good. The whole internet should be an EMP detonated over the planet to make everything better.
Let's describe the meme. It's a gray-faced character that apparently is a variant on a previous meme, because a lot of memes come off of original other memes.
Yeah, Wojak.
Wojak, which is a MS Paint character, a very poorly drawn, kind of sad-looking character. And they've taken that character and pulled whatever humanity was in him out and sort of made it this flat gray with this sort of very sharp nose, this sort of L-shaped nose and the sort of vacant look, basically. And the suggestion here is that there's so many people out there that are these NPCs in real life. Now, you know, obviously everybody is in their own place in life, and they don't, you know, just because they don't have an appreciation for the same things that you do doesn't mean they don't have a soul.
Well, but Ian, it's not appreciation, right? Because people could have, you know, there could be like a communist person who's not an NPC. It's just these people, they've been dumbed down, they don't think for themselves, they're just mindless consumers, and that's what the government wants.
That
they want mindless consumers and tax cattle.
That is definitely what they want, and some of these NPC memes are pretty funny. I mean,
and it's true. Like, I saw one that looks like this chick I've been trying to talk to. I'm like, and I said, that's how we found out about it. I'm like, oh my god, it's perfect. It's Tinder. These thoughts.
Right. There's thought stands for that hoe over there. It's another internet slang term. But there's some pretty funny stuff here. Check out Know Your Meme on NPC. You might be seeing this thing around the internet, not realizing what it is you're looking at. Maybe we can talk more about it on another episode in the future. Or maybe on your show, Vincent.
Absolutely.
Questioning Authority on Saturday nights.
Check it in, people. Wake up, sheeple. Wake up, the sheeple. Go to Questioning Authority.
Go to Questioning Authority. You don't even have a website.
Facebook.com/Questioning Authority Show.
Wait, they didn't take your site down yet? What are you going to do when they take down your site? You don't even have a website. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.